Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
On the heels of the debate last night, lots of minds were changed. We saw some people come to the forefront, and maybe some people take a few steps back. But one person I want to talk to while we have the chance, ladies and gentlemen, Republican hopeful, Dr. Ben Carson.
Is there a chance that you would like to redo my intro just a little bit, make it a little clearer and easier to understand without the stammering?
You didn't like
Could I hear that, please? Just
sure.
One little. Just give me another proper intro.
Okay, do you want to step out or do you want to stay here?
Yes, I'll be right back. Thank you so much. No. I appreciate it. Thank you.
On the heels of last night's GOP debate 2.0, some people advanced, some people stepped back. And here's a guy I want to talk to about those issues, Dr. Ben Carson.
Do you think there's a chance before we start this, I could get a glass of water?
Okay, do you want to step out?
Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay, he's going to get a glass of water. One of the worst things, and it looked hot at the Reagan Library last night. A lot of sweaty candidates. You want to stay hydrated. Rubio even made a joke about it. Here he is, BC.
Recently, of course, I just flew in from the West Coast. I did not find the proper bathroom facilities. Is there a chance that I could just go out briefly and take care of business?
This is a brief interview. He's going to do it anyway. All right. Well, he's going to
a 3-hour debate last night.
It was a long debate, and I imagine after that, right to bed and then on a plane to come see us here.
Busy man.
Oh, there he is, DBC.
I'm ready now,
ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Ben Carson, do you have an opening statement, doctor?
No, I do not. I would like to say that it is a thrill to be here on your show, and I am a very big fan of new media.
What is your favorite aspect of the Mike O'Mara Show?
I'm a fan of the audio vault.
Hey, that's terrific.
Yeah,
that's good.
It really moves.
All right.
Really sings. I would like, before we get started, if I could share with you some of my policy positions.
Oh, I'd like that. You didn't have a lot of chance to share them last night.
Well, I didn't feel that I got my opportunity to do the fact there were so many people on the stage. They didn't really allow me to get my my points out. And what I wanted to do was make sure that I got my policy statements out. So here are the most controversial that will hopefully get me the same kind of attention that Mr. Trump has gotten. But I'm a non-confrontational person.
I understand.
I'm not going to pander to a base of supporters who would be intrigued by an altercation with another candidate.
Before we get into your platform, I have a question. Were you upset by the apparent lack of organization last night? The debate was all over the place.
The debate was, by its very nature, the debate forum with that many candidates on the stage. I wish I could talk without closing my eyes.
Well, open your eyes.
It makes it very difficult to see where the microphone is.
We paid all that money for Skype, so let's have you see me.
Can I answer your question?
Please.
By its very nature, the debate format is a cause for pandemonium.
Wow.
What
are you doing?
Me.
Hey, doctor. Doc,
yes.
What are you doing with your hands?
I'm doing the Lewis Black fingers for some reason with this impression.
It's great for a surgeon to shake.
You have a number. I am a neurosurgeon.
Yes. Well, we're tired.
Dancing little fingers over the parts of the brain that control the nerves.
Yes, yes. You're retired.
Getting back to what?
You're retired, though, right?
Yes. Getting back to my original point,
right.
The nature of the debate forum that we engaged in last night is cause for chaos and pandemonium, and unfortunately there is no clear understanding of who wins and who loses due to the fact that so many people are going at one another and trying to make sound bites as opposed to coherent policy decisions.
How did that make you feel?
Bad.
All right, now back to
coin a phrase from my opponent. Very funny. Very funny.
You would be
miserable. A deep sense of. I'm much more articulate and intelligent, so let me answer that without being flipped. I know you'd like to hear that.
Yes.
So let me answer that properly.
Can we get
let's see how we can get. How did the debate make me feel?
Yes.
Filled with a deep sense of dread.
During the debate, you were filled with dread?
Dread, yes. The fact that who are these clowns that are up on this stage with me? Why are we here? What are we really accomplishing? What can possibly happen? Where is the future of the earth? How is God going to respond to this type of thing? All sorts of feelings, emotions. I was a sea of emotional activity that I did not share because, of course, that would show weakness, and we don't want to show weakness on the stage.
That was a good answer, not great.
Thank you.
Were to boil it down, how did the debate make you feel?
But if I may, I would like to say that a friend of mine said to me, Ben, you're a brilliant neurosurgeon. You have an incredible life story. Why can't you be more confrontational with people like Trump, who is a bloviating blowhard of a man who does not have the intellectual credentials that you bring to the table? So he has instructed me on how to be more confrontational and perhaps get the sound bites that will make it into the morning news cycle, which I think inevitably will boost my campaign and give me the opportunity to probably pursue this political track, which I have been on for quite some time. So if, with your kind permission, you would allow me to express myself in terms that are more confrontational, I would certainly appreciate that opportunity on this fine show, in this fine forum on the internet.
Okay, you're done now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Dr. Ben Carson, what is your first confrontational soundbite radio ready for Friday morning?
Well, look at these people I'm against. They're losers.
That was good.
Don't interrupt me. I'm trying.
Okay, yes, you are.
Look at the people on this stage. They're losers. And I say that with a capital L.
Boom.
All over the press.
I don't think any of these people look like they could be president. Look at their ugly faces that they have on their faces.
Gently drops, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The people on this panel could never be president. They're drug addicts. They're rapists.
What? No. You can't say that, really. Yeah, it's too
much. I can say that. Yeah, you can say that, fat boy.
Hey!
Okay, what do you think of that?
Knock it off. I'm not even running.
Oh, you're not running.
But no,
Speaking of running, unfortunately, the shrimp that was served in the green room prior to the debate has run through me quite nicely.
Oh, no.
And I will have to step out for just if you don't mind. I will be back as soon as...
He's got to go, but he hasn't hit the bathroom yet, Oscar.
I see.
He'll be back in a second.
Dr. Ben Carson.
He's in such great health being a doctor. His visits to the bathroom are mercifully brief. Here he is, DBC. Did you wash your hands, Doc?
I have a... scoop for you if you'd like to hear
a scoop.
I would like to hear that.
Okay, scoops are good. Scoops are good.
What about scoops?
Scoops are good. The scoop that I have for you is every member of the panel last night has contracted the norovirus.
That is a hell of a scoop.
Unfortunately, the prior debate carrier who was on the stage, unfortunately, Senator Rick Santorum contracted the virus and put his hands on every single podium before the debate began to see which one he wanted, being the spoiled child that he is.
Right.
So we are all, unfortunately, enjoying bouts of severe nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, and we probably will for the next 24 hours. I know this because I'm a physician.
Dr. Ben Carson, I had a question. I apologize for interrupting, but did you notice the unusually large ears on Senator Rubio?
Yes, I have that. Hold on. I've got one for that.
Please.
Hold on, do you actually have digs at each candidate?
Yes, I do.
That's,
okay,
you know
here
what?
We go.
That
here it
a
is
great
right
sound
here.
Bite. Yeah.
Oh, and how about Marco Rubio? He looks like a cab coming down the street with both doors open. Thanks. I'm here all week.
Any thoughts on Chris Christie?
Yes. Hold on. I've got a Chris Christie one here.
You know, he should switch to note cards and be quieter.
Well, I'm really glad we could all be here in Simi Valley at the Reagan Library and get this debate underway before Chris Christie eats the entire building.
He went there.
Hey, where were these last night?
I had them in my valise on the bus.
You left them on the bus?
Yes. They were next to my medical bag.
Your old-fashioned medical bag?
My old-fashioned medical bag. It's vintage. I still use some of the syringes, but I don't use the saw.
Oh, that's good. Do you still use glass IV bottles?
I don't use glass IV bottles, but look at I found all of them right now.
Oh, do you have
right.
anything for Mike Huckabee?
Do I ever?
This will be good. I like it. Huck Mikeabee. Yeah, he looked good last night.
Well, Mike Huckabee claims to be a man of God.
That's it?
If that's the case, why did God give him those four chins?
Oh, God. Really low. Yes.
They don't all zing.
No, some of them are thinking man's jokes.
Yes, thinking
man's. You'll get them on the way home.
Yeah. What about that piece of ass up there, Carly Fiorina? Mm.
Mm. Okay, this is my best because I thought that she'd do well, and she did. She did. She did very well. So I was planning on that. I actually.
You planned on that?
She did. She did well. And so I was counting on that, and I thought, boy, we better have a really, really big zinger for her. So
yeah.
Here goes. Okay?
Okay. All right.
What does Carly Fiorina say after sex?
Oh, what?
What?
Do you guys play for the whole team?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, you're all excited when you get something, right? You bring it in, you open it on the kitchen table, the place of honor for the new arrival. You read the instructions, fill out the registration card. You may even join the club of other idiots that have this thing. And then some time goes by, and it slowly begins to dawn on you that maybe you're not going to be quite as keen on drying out fruit and storing it in your basement as you thought. So what do? You have to demote it. Objects start the highest level, visible in a living area. From there, it goes down to a closet, cupboard, or drawer. That's why we have those, so we don't have to see all of the huge mistakes we have made. From the closet, it goes to the garage, one of the longest phases in trashification. But the most definite. No object has ever made it out of the garage and back into the house. The word garage seems to be a form of the word garbage. That's what it is.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Flipper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Blue Apron. Mm. The last thing you want to do after work is go to the grocery store, then have to prep and cook a complicated meal. Carla and I have been digging on this Blue Apron for so much time now. We are loving it. And here's the one for today. I'm holding it up for you guys. Seared steaks.
Ooh.
Sounds simple, no?
Yes, no.
But no, it's bell pepper season. Now, this is the thing I talk about Blue Apron. Seasonal produce,
yeah.
And I'm not even a pepper guy. But I will tell you, seared steaks with romesco sauce and roasted potatoes, used peppers like I've never had peppers before. This food is fantastic. It's less than $10 a serving for this food. You get everything sent to your door. You become a better chef with Blue Apron. You can eat healthy with Blue Apron. There is not a negative here. They even offer kid-friendly family plans so the whole family can cook and eat together. Each meal takes about 30 minutes to prepare. Shipping is free, and the menus are always new. They won't send the same meal twice. Blue Apron works with your preferences and your schedule, and they only use, and this is important, the best seasonal ingredients.
Yes.
Every great chef you will ever talk to says it is all about the raw materials and the products and the produce and the protein and the seasonings and the ingredients that they put put in Blue Apron. Absolutely incredible. So check out my seared steaks. I
had
love
them,
these.
Mike. I had them last week. They're phenomenal.
No kidding.
And I'm not a pepper guy. I'm not a pepper guy. The thing about Blue Apron, I'm trying new things, and we're learning new things. It's fantastic. The quality and freshness will blow you away. Blue Apron, it's a better way to cook. Check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. We are very, very pleased on the Mike O'Bara Show to welcome our regular contributors and two of the funniest guys. Seriously, if you have not had the opportunity to check out one of the other podcasts on the More Radio Network, you really have to check out the Rob and Joe Show. These guys, they wake up funny. They go to sleep funny. They're caustic, bitter, angry men, and it translates to a fantastic podcast. And they're joining us now, Rob and Joe from the Rob and Joe Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You get to hear Joe on 98 Rock, and we've got Rob here fresh off his incredible record-breaking set at Magoobie's Joke House.
Killed it, no doubt about it.
Did you kill it last night? Did you kill it last night at Magoobie's?
It was about 10 days ago, but yeah, they were very good sets. That's why I wasn't at the Murder Mystery Show.
It was 10 days ago, but the applause only stopped last night.
People are still walking up to me saying, amazing job.
Now, you guys have done a lot of radio. In fact, I got to go to this right now. We have a prep sheet that we use in the radio business, and it's pretty much an industry standard. It's called the complete sheet, and I look at it every day, and I never go to the studio think tank stuff because
studio think tank is like a consortium of disc jockeys swapping ideas
like bad bits.
If you remember the old, like, it used to be called Radio Star back in the days of dot matrix printers,
okay,
where you say, hey, we did a thing where an intern walked a lobster on a leash, and it worked great.
That actually sounds pretty funny.
Yeah, it was a good bit.
Okay, so the one, this caught my eye
Maryland
today.
When
I was, now, what the complete sheet has, I source a lot of different, I use the Boston Globe, New York Post, New York Daily News, Huffington Post, TMZ, and I use the complete sheet as well, and they boil a lot of stuff down. And you'll see when you do show prep for a radio show, you'll get a lot of different sources that have the same story. That's the way. What I like about the complete sheet is they boil it down and they get all the extraneous crap out of the way. But this part that I have never looked at until, I swear to God, it caught my eye today, and on the bottom of the studio think tank, baby, is, and I have not opened it yet,
so I
don't know if it's even going to be funny or not, DJs, how to interview comedians. / comedians, how to be a great guest. Do we have two more perfect people for this to
fantastic.
Be opened up right
Bring
now?
A real studio think tank.
Yes, this should be most valuable for everybody.
Yes.
Is there anything about how to listen to comedians being interviewed by disc jockeys? Because that would help the listener, too.
You know, I'm not really sure. Here's the thing. Let me give it. I have interviewed many, many comedians throughout my career. I would say this before I even open this thing up, that the key to interviewing a comedian is not to require the comedian to do his or her material. Right. That is what
Especially
pisses a comedian off.
Agree.
Yes, they're in town to promote usually an appearance that they're doing, so they are going to save that for the paying customer. And what a comedian, I think the best example of interviewing a comedian will be if they are an improvisational comedian. Like a guy like a Judah Friedlander.
Right.
And he creates a persona. If you play to his persona, then he will do his material. But he's doing it because he's riffing at that particular moment. And Rob, you remember.
It's not forced.
When I interviewed Judah Friedlander.
I remember it was one of the most effortless segments.
And you know immediately if it's going to work.
And
it could
was
backfire.
Great.
I took a chance because
he was great.
He had a T-shirt, and his shtick at the time was that he was the world champion.
Yeah
that's still a shtick.
And I did the entire, it was probably a 15-minute interview. I did the entire interview not breaking character with him. I didn't mention Judah. I just simply said, we welcome Judah Friedlander. Congratulations. You know, what is it like? I mean, I know, you know, women want to be with you. Men want to be like you. And and I looked in his eye, and in his eyes, it told me, yes, we are going to go all day.
Yep.
And it was the most fun. But pretty much a guy like Patton has always said, if you do shtick, It's not. It's, you know, hey, do that bit you did about going to the museum in Dublin, Ireland, Patton. Can you do that?
It's or they'll lead you with, I heard you got a new cell phone this week. I did, as a matter of fact. And they go into this stupid joke. And then there's so cute.
You know, and you see,
it's terrible. It's horrible.
It's lazy disc jockeys, too, because how many people have we seen, even in this market, Mike, that would have someone in, say, like, oh, you know, a fat comic and say, hey, what do you think about Pop-Tarts?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that.
So true.
Yeah, you know, Jim Gaffigan sitting there and say, "Do you like meatballs?"
Yeah, you know what? I will. Oh, tip of the hat. I will give a tip of the cap to the guys that I think did it very, very well because it was a big part of what they did. Yeah, Opie and Anthony,
they did.
Got into the habit of just having comedians come in and riff with them,
panel,
and they would sit there and they would panel. The problem is when you get a comedian who you adore, somebody where you're a turbo fan, you kind of want them to do their stuff, but
right,
it never really works like that with comedians. It works with other guests, but I'm not sure with comedians. And
the
I'm
good news
on
is
here,
we have no turbo fans.
And no material.
Still trying to figure it out. Yeah.
Well, all right, so I guess the studio think tank, and I'm looking at this here, it doesn't seem to, you have to like go
the
through
dial
all
in
these emails. The STT, which is, I guess, Studio Think Tank Hall of Fame, third place. I don't know what
Hall
the F this
of
is
fame.
All. Is this a bunch of radio producers like Django? Is that what
maybe
they're,
you have
they're
to log
here
in for, you know, with your password that they give you so you can actually see the actually thinking happening in the tank.
I have never tanked up, as they say, and so I'm I don't
not,
know
well,
if
and
you
tanked and now,
up.
Okay.
I don't know.
You've been tanked.
I have, but I don't know if this is an additional subscription. I have never visited.
I apologize. By the way, I apologize. I will not be doing this
now.
There
are a bunch of hacks.
You know when you want to get some information online and say you've got a problem with your computer and you want to go to perhaps a Mac site where they just are, the company is explaining things,
right,
and you get the chat group.
Yeah.
That's what this is. So this is utterly
no.
What is one? Give us one. So it's a forum, basically.
It's a disc jockey forum.
Guys, I had the worst comedian come in, and he wouldn't let me be funny.
Right. Didn't give me a punchline.
He made
JoJo
it
in the morning writes,
JoJo?
I always found that laughing at my own jokes when I hosted solo mornings really added another dimension, no?
What?
Is he from Baltimore? Please tell me he's
no
not.
Idea. I don't know.
If it is, then I had much more respect for the
man. It does add another dimension. It's not a good dimension.
No,
but
it's
it does
bad
add.
What is your perspective? You guys have probably done enough radio where you sit there, you're like, okay, is this guy going to be a hack or is he going to be cool about this? Do you know right away?
Yeah, we're not good at that. I mean, on our show, we've had a few comedians on Ted Alexandro. We've had Rory Scovel on, and we're just not very good. As a matter of fact, when we had Rory Scovel on, we had the opposing Chick-fil-A viewpoints. We had Antoine Dotson. Do you know the guy? They're raping everybody. We had him on, and he was pro-Chick-fil-A. And then we had comedian Rory Scovel on, and he was anti-Chick-fil-A. Right.
Now,
and
is
we,
this the political closed on Sunday anti-gay?
It was the
Chick-fil-A
anti-gay,
debate,
right?
That, and was the debate framed in such a way where the food is so damn good that I'm still going to go there? I'm not going to protest.
Well, that was my opinion.
Yeah. Well, that was the Antoine Dotson.
Yeah, shocker, Joe. Rob. That was your opinion.
But the
priorities.
The Antoine Dotson, who's not a comic, he's just some guy
but
who happens to be
gay
on the news. He was hysterical.
He's a YouTuber,
and we couldn't make it work for, because, you know, people are serious. They have something to say. So.
Right.
Uh-huh. But we also tend to geek out on comedy, and we'll ask questions that only necessarily comics would like. And how do you write, and how do you come up with bits? Now, when we're on the other end of it, I like it. Like I did, I was in Virginia Beach a few months ago, and I was on their morning show, and that guy was just like you guys do. We're talking about this. Just chime in whenever you want. And it wasn't so much about me. It was just me just adding to their show, which is, I think, the best way. You're just going to be funny on your own.
Probably the only way. I mean, really, there are exceptions to every rule, but I think that works more often than it doesn't. Although, you know, if I had, in a perfect world, I'm not sure if I ever got a chance to. Did we ever interview George Carlin? I'm trying to think if that ever happened.
No, I
should remember that.
I don't think we did, right?
And, you know, I find myself now, this is the older you get, and I speak as the oldest one in the room. I will tell you, this is something that I do more often than anything online. I find myself drifting into the land of nostalgia. I will go back and I will watch an entire George Carlin set. I will go back and I will watch Buddy Rich do a drum solo. I'm doing it more and more. And I think this is I'm really starting to, even though I have a show that I make fun every day, and I think it's a delight to come in here and do this, I believe I'm beginning to almost permanently live in the past when I'm not in the studio.
Do you yearn for the past as more so than
not for my own past? Not for my own past, but I yearn for my pop culture past.
Rob, God damn it, turn that crap off.
When you're walking, when you're walking down the street with your iPhone in your hand, Buddy Rich is playing. Do you just look around? And it's beautiful Maine, right? And,
yeah,
and it's, you sit there, it was a better time, a better place. Kick some pine cones around.
If I'm power walking and I've got the earbuds in, it's very rare that I do that. Sure. I don't have earbuds. I just walk and I kind of think and I do that. But when I do have it, I listen to. Have I said this before?
No, this is the first.
I listen to jock jams. I listen to movie soundtracks.
Oh,
I listen to soundtracks.
What soundtracks?
Beaches,
Rudy.
Beaches,
Rudy. Beaches.
Very sad.
Like the score.
Yeah. The score. Yeah, the score. Movie scores. I shouldn't say movie soundtracks.
No. I was just trying to understand.
You're absolutely right, though.
Top Gun.
Yeah, it's
that'd be more of
Rudy,
a soundtrack.
Rudy.
Is that? But that has a lot of like heavier sentimental.
Yeah, it's like
when you've got that last hill, and I'm going up that last hill on a 3.6 mile walk, where with my tired, horrible, elderly body, and you're hearing. You know, that's what I do. I listen to
see that. What about Rocky?
Rocky would be cool.
Too traditional, overused. But I'll tell you.
Overused in the power walking scene?
I use, for example, the beginning of a walk out of Africa has the.
What is the matter with you?
How far are you walking?
Nothing. How far are you walking? That's a good time to break. All right, enough. We're here with the Rob and Joe Show. How far are you walking? We will take a break and take a peek at that great debate. I'm a political junkie. Got to talk about that. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I have another story I read about Tinder where one of the guys that was on there says that he's strictly looking for hookups. So what he does is when he matches with girls, he has a cut and paste where he cut and paste the most vulgar thing you could say to a woman that just basically says that he wants is sex out of this match.
You hang around some despicable human beings.
No, this is a story I read. This is a story
Oh, it's not you?
No, it's not.
It's not your friend?
No, it's not my friend.
It's not Smosker?
No, it's not Smosker.
I want to tie you up and have sex in the bathroom right now. Yes, sir, baby, come right over. If you could crumple up your panties, it would be amazing. Amazing.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. Quit waiting to jump on the next big thing bandwagon. You can be the trend setter in your group with the latest clothing trends and newest products from touchofmodern.com. We have been telling you about this website for a while. They're incredible. Everyone will be copying your style. You can upgrade your style without upping the price. touchofmodern.com has all the latest stuff at the best prices anywhere. Talked about that little cube that is like, it's incredibly value. It's a great value. And you can, 100 inches, a 100 inch screen, you hook it to your iPod and your iPhone, and you project a 100 high def picture on the wall.
On any wall, anywhere you go. It's fantastic.
I got a refrigerated backpack just 2 days ago from touchofmodern.com.
I have my Trazer watch that glows at night like no other one. They've got all sorts of great stuff. Watches, if you're a watch person and you love to just look at them, it's a great website to visit. We all love the site, always cool. Touch of Modern scours the globe for jaw-dropping tech gadgets, sleek iPhone cases and accessories. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. touchofmodern.com. Welcome back to the show. So I think if you talk about the Republican Party doing something right, they are getting attention.
Oh, they're killing it.
I haven't checked the ratings today, but I'm sure that they had a tremendous rating again last night on CNN with the Republican debate, and I found it really, really riveting. I have to admit it.
And really a four-hour telecast.
Yeah, it was a four-hour, right? Absolutely.
I stayed with it for about a little more than 2 hours, and then I'd had my fill. But it was less WWE than the Fox News version.
How could you walk away from that, living in this city? How could you walk away from such – really, everything they said was either a landmine or something that you're like, well, maybe this guy's – it's almost like a – it's really – as much of a sport as I've ever seen politics be.
That's what it is. And that's why I like it.
In the States now, right?
And it was nice seeing it in front of an airplane. I liked that.
It was a cool set.
It was a cool set. They
you know what
nice
I
show.
Said? The first thing I said, that'd be a cool museum to go to, a cool presidential
yeah, I
library.
Agree.
I would love to walk on the old Air Force One and see that, you know, where the president
Do they let
flew.
People on it, or is it just there?
I would hope if they had that whole thing in there, they'd let you at least walk through it. I would hope so.
Yeah.
You can fly it if you pay extra.
That's an upgraded ticket.
Absolutely. But they were all there, and I think there is a segment of America that nothing that Donald Trump says or does will change their mind, that they're just like, Trump. Mm-hmm. But there are more people in this country, I think, that are looking for someone to knock Trump off the pedestal. And I don't think that necessarily happened last night. But I will tell you that, in my opinion, Carly Fiorina, although I don't agree with a lot of the things she says, I thought that she said it in the most intelligent way. I thought she was the most intelligent candidate on that stage, by far and away. But at the same time, as soon as I say that, I'm thinking, well, I'm not part of that team. So if I feel that way, perhaps the base of the Republican Party doesn't feel that way. Mm. I thought she was incredibly articulate.
Yes, really, you know, I think articulate is the word for it. You don't have to agree with her politics to right. come away from that debate thinking she's the one who came out looking the best.
Presidential mm-hmm. is the better, the word that might mean the most here. Because she did seem like, oh, she's got real opinions. She's able to frame them, explain
them. She's a woman who would have thought.
Yeah, she's able to take on Trump. Sort of he's this overbearing, and she sort of can subtly take digs at him mm-hmm. and come out like taking the high road.
But she also made herself vulnerable when she talked about her child dying from the drug overdose.
Yeah,
that
was a moment. They didn't pay a lot of attention to that, Joe. They didn't do that. They didn't really. What did you say?
I said TMI.
Keep that to yourself.
No, I think that's a little calculated. And
he does not take it seriously. He could give a rat's ass.
He's just waiting
for
his baseball hat.
I'm trying to drink and watch this. Stop ruining it for me.
You know what? I recommend. I don't think I would have made it through the evening without the proper amount of wine.
And
by the way,
it was so much fun to watch.
Paul Giamatti in that movie, way back when, the wine movie.
Sideways.
Not drinking effing Merlot.
If they drink Merlot, I'm leaving.
Spot on. You know what? Maybe that was embedded into my cerebral cortex, but I said, Carla, is this all we have? Is this all we have? Merlot?
Yes,
and she
Mike,
said, yeah, that's all we
everything.
Have. So, but no, Merlot, no go. No go for me. If that's what Merlot is, thank you very much. Really.
So
I'd rather have something like heroin.
Quickly, is it just, maybe you've said this in the past, Mike, but for the first time ever, sitting there, you know, part of me roots for Rubio simply because he's kind of Latin and like, oh, I'm Latin. Let's see this.
I thought he did well.
I think of
same
you,
reason I root for Christie.
Same reason I root against Rubio.
Nice.
It kind of reminds me, you know.
But the ears.
The work ethic.
The ears, though, they are really, I've never seen ears this big, and I wanted a different angle on my man.
I thought the angle on the ears I thought was far better than the first debate.
Oh,
the first
man.
Debate.
The whole set
seriously
was better.
Like you ought to pay a ticket to ride him at Disneyland. It was ridiculous.
The ears, I think, did look not as bad as last time, and thank God they moved Christie over so we didn't see his ass on the wide shot, because he wasn't on that far left side.
He was on the far right side, though, Robin.
Yeah, but they didn't have many shots of that.
There was one shot, and I actually paused it and made my wife laugh when I said, look, he's the only one that is leaning.
Yes.
And he was leaning. He was playing a WJFK engineer like nobody's business. He was leaning forward on that and leaning on that because, you know, that's 3 hours. That
yeah.
For a man of that carriage, that's a little.
The
oh, by
lean.
The way.
Do you know that only one time since the advent of television, or the debates went on television, has the taller candidate ever won the election? And that was Bush-Gore, and Gore was 1 inch tall. And debatably, he didn't even win the election.
The shorter,
the taller candidate usually
always
wins.
Always wins, except for one time. And it just goes like, we're talking about his ears, we're talking about his weight. We're so shallow. Rubio can't win. You can't be the greatest politician or presidential candidate ever. Probably exists, but he's probably ugly. So he's not. He's dismissed immediately, or she's dismissed immediately. Yeah. You know. I mean, again, I'm just right now. That's all we really look for. Where can we? where can we angle to destroy these people based on something physical about them?
But you have to be general when there's 11 of them up there. This is not like one candidate versus another candidate, another party. You've got to paint with a broad brush when you got 11 of them up there.
You mean we have to point out that they're fat? Yeah, by the way, I agree with that. Yeah. I agree that we
fat,
do that.
Fat, short, and woman. These are the things that we've taken away.
Did anybody pay attention to the sweat factor? Because I was looking at that, and as a notorious sweat person.
Yeah.
I mean, I, you know, that's the first thing. We go into any room, whether it's Reno, the State Theater. That's absolutely the first thing I will say to the guy. I said, it's got to be cold in here.
You have to
get it cool in here.
In the first 2 hours, Mike Huckabee's jacket got two shades darker.
I think Albert Brooks in broadcast.
But I do think,
Rubio had it on the side. Did you see how Rubio had it on?
His hair was sweating.
That's fine, though, because side sweat, if it's on the temples, yeah, the hair will glisten a little bit. I get it right here. That's where. When I get the flop sweats, it is generated from an inch over my eyebrows, and it just comes the flop sweats. Oh, the worst one.
Well, we know.
There's an appearance down in D.C. that Don and I did where I've never sweated through a sport coat, but I did.
Oh, no.
A silk back in the day, baby. Yes, sir. 1980s, man.
Don
the
Johnson.
Silk sport coat.
It was, you just throw it out afterwards?
Yeah. We know comics that bring a towel on stage and constantly, you know, wipe their head down because they're sweating so
yeah,
much.
I think Rubio was doing some blotting. I think he was doing some blotting last night.
Well, they all did, and then it looked like they modified. The only person that wasn't perspiring was Carly Fiorina. Yeah. And I know she's
totally devoid of moisture, Mike.
The thing is, you're going into the sexism place right there. You truly are.
Oh, no, I misspoke.
As much as, look, and I know that we do, you know, you're not supposed to judge because she's a woman, but she's a woman, we're men, we can't really help ourselves.
It's one tough broad.
I was looking at her, Oscar, I will ask you this.
Yes.
She appeared, for a woman of her age, to be remarkably fit.
Mike, I got to tell you that I didn't know enough about Carly Fiorina because I sat there. And I said, why is she... What? It was a little annoying because they wouldn't give her a shot, right? She was trying to get in. She was trying to get in.
Right.
But once she got her shot,
oh, man.
She hit a home run.
Yeah,
every
I totally agree.
Time.
Yep,
every
totally
time. I'll say also that Trump fell flat in my eyes. And I wanted so much more out of him for the debate and for this show and for the next 4 months. I really wanted more out of him. I thought he fell flat.
I have a question.
My prediction
for you
online.
Trump.
My prediction yesterday online was that I had a gut that something major would derail him. Not that it would be a fatal mistake, but he would hit a wall. I don't know whether I was right about that because he didn't do anything or look so bad.
He didn't hurt himself.
He didn't really hurt himself. But I also think that the story coming out of this, I mean, well, it's obvious. The headline today is Carly Fiorina coming out of the Republican debate. But he looked horrible.
He
looked. I've never
is
seen
it a
him
different
look
hair
worse
color?
In the debate.
He's
no,
usually
it's his
so
skin.
Hot.
It's his skin.
He did look uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and his skin looked weird.
Yeah,
it looked to me like he's been on the trail a little too long.
Question
scary.
I had about Trump, and I wonder if this was done by CNN to sort of make a better presentation. It seemed when they got to the heavy issues, the real tough stuff, they kind of steered it away from Trump. But if it was something that was a little more lighthearted, do you trust him with his finger on the button? Then they were all in. They were all steering it towards Trump. But
I think most
of
them were complete candy asses when it came to that. I think you needed a McCarthy hearing moment for Trump. And some of those guys that are going to be yesterday's news in about an hour should have really. Yeah, especially when you had Jeb sitting there with his wife saying, apologize to her, and then he just runs out of gas.
Yep.
And he just said, you don't do that. It's like, excuse me, I asked you respectfully, Mr. Trump. You know, we've been in this game so long that we're so much better at it.
Yep.
You don't let him off
get
the hook.
Get the apology.
You get the apology, and he's not going to get it. And it's such a win-win for Jeb Bush because if he doesn't get the apology, he dwells on it and he makes Trump look lightweight.
Yep.
And if Trump gives him the apology the next day in the news cycle, oh, Trump apologized. His supporters hate that.
Did you see at the end where there was these softball questions where they asked, who would you put on, what woman would you put on the $20 bill, $10
bill? Yeah.
And I sat there and I said, how are these fools that have been up there for 3 hours going to answer this, right?
I know, because, you know, especially if you don't see that one coming.
No, and that's, you know, when you really see if someone's witty, they can think on their feet, because they haven't been prepped on this.
Advantage to go last on that, with that question.
Yeah, even if you went last, that's where I would think you would win.
And I like Chris Christie when he said an eclair.
Yeah.
I thought that was really good.
See, that would have really been good. Hilarious. Yeah. But they all...
Imagine if he just threw caution to the wind. It wouldn't have got him any points, but if he just said...
A Coney dog. Anything, right?
Betty Crocker.
Nathan's hot dog.
Yes.
Now, what if there was like a shock jock up there? What if Dr. Ben Carson said, what woman on the $10 bill? Lindsey Graham.
If
he'd been on the stage, it would have been better.
First four or five guys like went history, like perfect, like this is a politician's response. The rest of them, I think Huckabee went his wife.
I hate the wife, the mom thing.
She can spend her own money, blah, blah, blah. And then you had another guy. But when it went to Trump, another guy said it was going to be
his mother,
Rosa Parks. Then you had Trump say, well, his obsession with his daughter, and it's unnatural.
And he couldn't pivot. And it's been a news story this week.
Yes!
And he brought up his daughter. Go, I'd put Ivanka there.
She's been sitting there for 3 hours.
She's overcome a lot.
I lust after her.
By the way, how great would it be if that's the choice? Wouldn't that be hysterical? if they went with Ivanka Trump.
That'd be good. Trump.
Let's do it.
Somebody mentioned about Trump when he's talking about Jeb's wife, that Jeb should, I don't know where I read this, Jeb should have asked him, where were your wives born?
That's true.
You know, because really that based it, but see, they don't care. They just like him because he's...
And you have to emphasize the S on that. Wives.
Trump should have said Jeb's wife on the $10 bill.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, hey, you know, more than any other candidate, Trump's been married lots of times. Yeah. That shows no character.
Hey, it's fine.
Weird. Three.
Hi, how are you? I'm Mike O'Mara. I'll be here all week. Anyway, we'll take a break, wrap this up, come back with more fun. I want to hear about Rob and his mannequins. That's all I wrote down. Rob and his mannequins. And not you, Rob. Not comedian Rob.
Thank God.
Radio show host Rob. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brand new sponsor we want to welcome to our show, DoorDash.com. Face it, everyone has a horror story when it comes to food delivery. If it's not late, it's cold, it's wrong, it's not what you wanted in the first place. Well, now the restaurants that you've always wished would bring food to your door are only a click away. If you crave it, you can have it delivered with DoorDash. That's right, DoorDash, high-quality food from your favorite spot, on time, and still hot.
Hot, baby.
I remember Herm Edwards in the Hard Knocks where he's like, hot. I want those donuts hot. They got to be hot. Make sure they're hot. Yes, sir.
Mike,
yes, Oscar.
Just yesterday, the Washington Post did a review on DoorDash. 5 stars. Everything went seamless.
Wow, that's great.
They are really getting a tremendous amount of attention around the country. They deliver to places from places that don't deliver. All kinds of restaurants from across the city and the surrounding suburbs. And let me give you some restaurants. Fleming's, Cheesecake Factory, Jimmy John's, Lido Pizza, McDonald's even, Panera, the P.F. Chang's, Ruth's Chris. I mean, they've got a lot of these great restaurants that don't deliver. They've never delivered before. Ordering is quick and easy on your PC or phone, and text updates ensure reliable delivery and eliminate guessing the arrival time. Try it out today. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners. DoorDash is giving you $10 off your first order. That's like getting a free lunch. What do you have to lose? Just go to DoorDash.com and enter the promo code, please. Very important for us. TMOS at checkout, DoorDash.com. TMOS at checkout, $10 off your order. A no-brainer. Try DoorDash for lunch or dinner and do it today. All right, Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
What is the status of your lovely wife? I know she worked for a major women's retail clothing.
It's Jones of New York.
Jones of New York, and like many of those places, they occasionally go belly up, and it affects a lot of people, right?
She closed down the store at the Leesburg Outlets. That's gone now. And she helped close the store at, I think, Arundel Mills. Now one of the
she's
last
like the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, she is. She shows up. Like, so, you got to paint blood over your doorway or Carrie will be there.
That is so. What a, I mean, has she been? You talked about that one day where you were, you know, jollying around doing what you do, and yeah. she was crying in a parking lot somewhere. This can't help that situation.
No, it actually does. I think she's happy to see the end of her employment by retail for the foreseeable future. Okay. She's happy to see it go, and she likes her district manager. And this is not a surprise to anyone. They've known for 6 or 8 months that the business is going out. So now she's working on closing the store in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. So she's actually a couple times a week driving to Gettysburg. And you know what? She likes it because there's no long-term commitment. At worst, she's driving there till October 1st because that's when they're locking the doors. So they're getting rid of everything. And things have started to show up in my garage. That's
welcome
right.
to Gettysburg. Thank you.
A little town, Mike, called Gettysburg.
I love Gettysburg, by the way. I think it's beautiful.
Hollowed ground.
Mm-hmm. It is hollowed. Yes. Hollowed ground, did you say, or yes. hollowed?
Did you say hollowed ground or hollowed?
Like hollow when it's, you know, nothing's in there.
It's hollow, Mike. Like they're building a subway.
You know, you know the difference. Just, we have to stop it.
Yes,
here.
We do. Yes, yeah. Hollowed.
You know, it's hollowed.
Because there's
you know.
Werewolves there.
No.
Hollowed when it's hollowed.
Is sacred. It's right. a synonym of sacred.
That's what they mean. Yes.
Yes. Hallowed ground. Oh, this okay. is men died here in the Civil War, so it is hallowed
That's
ground.
What happened there?
Yeah, there was
our Father who art yes. in heaven, oh. hallowed be thy name. Sacred be your name.
Hallowed.
Be
creamed.
Hallowed.
Hallowed, not yeah. hallowed ground.
Hallowed ground.
Hallowed.
Elvis hollowed out the bread from a loaf of bread.
That's right.
Put peanut butter and nanas and jelly and made the fool's Mike. Gold. Or the fool's loaf?
Fool's gold loaf.
Fool's gold loaf.
And yes. also, Mike, there's remember, a hollow is also like an area with woods, like Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow.
Hallowed right. be thy name.
Yes, no.
Okay, so now I'm totally confused.
No. It's hallowed ground, and that's actually, Mike, Jones of New York is built right on the battlefield. And it's where many of the soldiers bought their uniforms in the 1860s.
Yeah. Well, what's great is when you go up there and you get a sensible blouse and also get a ghost tour.
And a musket.
One of my favorite trips, by the way, as a kid, in fifth grade, when you go up there as a class, right?
Right.
Yeah, really, all day long, just you know, as a kid, most field trips, if it's not to the aquarium, they suck.
Right.
But this
you went
one was,
to Jones in New York as a kid? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
The outlet mall.
Oh, yes.
Everybody Jones. Gets a necklace.
Right. They had a champion outlet then.
You went to Gettysburg, right?
Yes.
And did the battlefield thing.
Yeah.
Now, question for you. When you went up, I went up in seventh grade. Was the Wax Museum still happening? Did you do the historical Wax
yeah.
Museum? You see, this plays into my story.
Okay.
I hate Wax museums.
Yeah,
I'm not scared.
Out by them.
I'm not
yeah.
scared by a lot of things. I can deal with almost anything, but the whole notion of wax figures and statues that are made to look like people flip me out. I do not
right.
like that.
Does it matter who the person is?
No, I just don't like the whole notion of it. And the thing is, they're scary when they're not accurate, but when they're really accurate, it's horrifying.
They really
the only wax
out.
That Rob Spiewak likes is the hot wax in his jukebox, baby!
Stacks and stacks of hot wax!
Hot wax, man, yeah.
But,
yeah,
for example, when we were in New York, if you're walking around Times Square, occasionally Madame Tussauds would put out a figure like in their lobby. And I'd look, and it'd be like Whoopi Goldberg, and I'm like, I'm crossing the street. I don't want to walk by that.
So she's going 2 times a week now?
About,
okay,
roughly.
Perfect.
So,
did you see the online pictures of the Wax Museum when they put the Nicki Minaj on all fours
the
in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know
and
what?
They knew it was going to happen, and it happened like the first day. You got everybody taking their selfies behind Nicki going, yeah, look what I'm doing.
And
yeah,
that terrified you, Rob.
Well, yeah. No, that one I was okay with. The weird thing is that every morning when they opened up the Wax Museum, the Cosby figure was by it. No one understood why.
Bada bing. Yeah, he's...
But they're getting rid of everything, and I mean even like the racks and the hooks that they put the hangers
yeah.
on.
Are there
the wall.
Tears when she closes down one of these stores?
No, she'd great joy, I think. She just wants to be out of it.
Not that, her. I'm talking about when she goes, when the Grim Reaper rolls
yeah,
in for the
about,
people that might have a soul that go in there and are sad. I mean, Carrie's like flies into these
Carrie's
places.
Carrie's the hatchet woman.
On a broom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has she experienced people that maybe have worked together for a number of years, or is it just la la la?
No, I think it's la la la. I don't think there's any.
They all hated that place so much.
They yes. really did.
Can I ask the real? No. Let's get to the real.
Please do.
Do you really care?
About her or about the other people?
Do you care? Have you even given it? Have you given it any thought? Have you ever had a conversation? Are people sad when you go in to close these stores? Have those words ever come out of your mouth?
No, they haven't.
There it is.
Is it an emotional day, Carrie?
No, you wouldn't do that.
But you know what? I have. You know what? The person that it would be closest to me is my wife, and I have tracked her mood.
She truly doesn't care. I picture Carrie like dealing with these sobbing people.
After years of employment,
Rob comes in and goes, "Hey, look what I wrote, Craig Horlman."
But the vast bulk of the employees are part timers who don't care. They can probably dance into another store.
Losing your job sucks regardless, right?
Well, it's funny because when I go into a retail store and I see the employees there, the first word that pops into my head is dedication.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Carrie's worked for this company for how long?
A long time. 8-9 years, I think.
So if
Carrie is dedicated, but she just wants out.
There's got to be some counterparts there that have to deal with this. Why does she have to go and be the hatchet woman at these stores?
Because the longer she stays under the Jones umbrella, the longer we have our insurance.
So we're trying to stay with it and extend it as long as possible. Has Rob Spiewak thought of a second job to get him some health insurance?
Rob Spiewak? Yes, me? Yes. I am. I'm going to get it through TM Soft.
He doesn't even offer it now.
We're going to talk about that.
Is she going to stay in the world of retail, do you think?
Actually, right now she is doing stuff. Have you heard of a website called care.com?
Yeah.
She's doing some dog walking. And also...
Oh, my God. She's like a task rabbiter.
A little bit. And she's looking into... It's a little more involved to do after-school child care. But she's looking into that. The hourly wage for that stuff destroys retail.
Welcome to the new economy.
I mean, I know it's not all great news, but that is the new economy. We're not creating jobs, so we're basically helping each other out. That's the reality. She's part of a growing workforce of people that are making their nut.
She loves the dog walking aspect. She's had like 3 or 4 of them already, and she's really loving it. Yeah, cool.
Has she considered driver improvement? Because Rob could probably get her.
Our business is booming.
God, can you imagine paying Carrie to talk?
What does she do when she walks into one of these stores? Well, you were in the middle of Gettysburg.
Gettysburg. Right, so what she's doing is all the stuff that's going to be thrown away, she's taking home. And I mean, fixtures. And I got a call from her the other day. She says, "Can you Google something?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "What's the going rate on scrap metal?" And I said, what are you even talking about? She said, "I've got all these hooks and stuff." I said, "Unless it's like discarded copper wire, I really don't think we have a leg to stand on. You can leave that." Because she's thinking of going to a foundry and selling racks. At least she's working.
That's important. Right?
Does your house have like really like A-list hangers? Do you have like great hangers in your closet?
No, you know what? I hate the hangers.
For A-list hangers.
Yeah.
Are you a hanger elitist?
No, but I certainly appreciate a good hanger. Yeah. Frankly, they don't have to be expensive. I like the little plastic ones.
Are you in the club?
I like those, yeah. Huh?
Are you in the club?
The hanger club. Yeah, I'll be dancing there when I come down in October.
No, we have mostly plastic hangers, but you know what we do have is, if we ever need them, are the hangers with the clips.
Like pants. Those are great.
You don't have like oak hangers?
No, we don't have that. And then they take up too much room, I think. A wooden hanger takes up twice the space.
I want some Gettysburg oak hangers.
But, Mike, the most horrifying thing is when I opened the garage a couple days ago, and standing in there were 5 full mannequins. I mean, to me, male or female?
Yeah, that's the key.
They were female, but they're sort of the modern mannequin that looks like someone in a motion capture suit. There's no face.
Right.
But they've got hands and they're standing there. And it's like a really quiet, nondescript cocktail party is going on in my garage. And I got no warning. So I open the garage, and that's how I go into my house. And there's just mannequins there. And I call Carrie. I said, "Do you hate me? What are you? She says, "I'm going to sell them." I said, "Great, sell them, but get them out."
Because he is hoarding now.
I don't like them. What if you walked into the garage
and it's dark and there are mannequins in there, and you hear in the back of the garage, "Hello, Rob."
No!
Hey, do you think
we've been waiting for you?
Do you think your kids are like playing with them, like, you know, setting them up and stuff?
No, no, no. Because Robert came dressing up to me. Them. Robert came to me in secret, in confidence. He says, "When is Mom getting rid of those statues?"
Statues.
Well, because he looks. Think about poor little Robert, right? He's welding.
He's, you know what? He'll be 13 this month.
He's at that age. Thank you. He's 13, 12 going on 13. He's got to have friends over. And when he opens out the garage, he looks like his parents are crazy.
Yeah, really?
Right?
Well, and it's not just mannequins down there. There's a shirt folding machine. Did you even know there's such a thing as a shirt folding machine?
I do now. Shirt folding machine? Now I want one.
How much?
Yeah. Call my wife. She'll hook you up.
Is that like a machine that presses shirts where you can put them in a suitcase?
No, what it is, it looks like a table, almost like a table saw that has flaps on it. So when you lay the shirt on it, it gives you a perfect crease when you fold it. Like if you're
Do you still have the mannequins?
No, we sold the mannequins.
How much?
We got a couple bust forms if you're interested.
How much?
How much did you sell?
How many did you sell?
I think Carrie sold four of them at $50 each.
To one person?
Yeah, some crazy guy.
Oh, Stephen Douglas McIntyre. Damn it.
Oh, my God. That's an inside joke for TMOS fans.
I met Stephen Douglas McIntyre at a show that I did.
You're a lucky guy.
And I get
lucky.
Lucky.
Lucky. Do you think that there's like an end? At least in the horizon, for because you're not just handling fixtures from stores that are going out of business, you're also handling furniture. We've talked about that.
Oh, yeah, because also there's a couple tables in it. Right now, the garage is at a point where if you want to go into my house using the garage, you got to walk sideways a little
bit. Is because there anything that would work well in the studio? Is there anything we could use? Anything that would be a novelty item that we could use?
I don't think so.
Like a bust, like women's breasts or something.
No,
like
you
that.
See,
we could use that.
Well, we'll send that to you as a lovely parting gift.
Thank you.
Breasts are not big enough, nor are they nippled. It's just sort of, you know, a sort of not surreal. What's
something out of Ex Machina?
Anybody, hey, quick question, because I've actually had that. Anybody in the room ever look at a mannequin and go, you know, hot?
Wow.
Have you ever looked at a gun in a store?
Of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I was picturing when I was in New York City, he was describing
the early 90s.
I've
I think
never
was
seen
the,
a
the peak
hot mannequin.
Of hot mannequins.
Oh, did you have any black mannequins?
No, I don't have any black mannequins.
Well, maybe if that store wasn't so racist, they'd still be in business.
I remember I have been through stores where I'm like, wow. But the mannequins have to have nipples for me to feel
Yeah,
that
but
way.
Then I catch myself thinking this is everything I hate. This is like
nipples?
A wax figure.
The
no,
movie
nipples
mannequin
I like.
Is vastly underrated.
Kim Cattrall?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Kim Cattrall so, at her hottest.
Yes. Prime.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Prime time. And mannequin 2. Not so bad.
Yeah, On the Run, wasn't it? It had a bad subtitle to it.
Electric Boogaloo.
I think that's what it was. Yeah. But
Whatever happened to Andrew McCarthy? Right?
If you do a Kim Cattrall timeline at her hottest in Mannequin, and then just 75 years later, she was in Sex and the City.
And still naked.
That's right.
She was in Porky's. She was the girl with the that made all the noise upstairs.
Oh, the screaming girl. Yep. That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah.
I forgot nice that she pull. Was in Porky's.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And wasn't the gym teacher in Porky's Ballbricker?
Yes.
That's right. She's Ballbricker. Checked
Ms.
out.
Ms. Ballbricker.
To...
She says, I got a very good look at the penis. I could describe the penis.
They don't make them like that anymore. They're no. boy.
They don't. Yeah. I like by That's the second Porky's when all the high school students' hairlines started about here. They were all like 50. But we've got lots of stuff showing up from the store at my house. There's an adding machine, lots and lots of printer
adding
paper.
Adding machine.
Yeah, an adding machine. You
know, like a calculator?
Yeah, but it's bigger than a calculator because it has, like, the tape.
Yeah.
You know, the so it's
all
an adding
machine. Seat?
Yeah.
Sure, that's okay. In high demand.
Yes.
Will she ever step into a retail store again?
She may, but she'll never do it with clothing, I don't think, because there's just too
She's
much
She's going to go in there naked?
No. I don't think she'll ever
She'll get the
clothing.
Job.
yes, she will. They'll say, you're our next mannequin.
Rob, you've got a good egg, though, because she's not just sitting around waiting for something to happen. She's
I love the fact
happen.
That she's doing what
That's
she's
very
doing.
Cool.
And,
very cool.
And I think that the kids, if she starts... like babysitting and watching kids, the kids are going to benefit because she's great at
also,
that.
Also, the kids are seeing how hard your mom or your wife is working. Their mom is working,
yeah,
right? So that's important.
You know what? Julia
go.
Actually...
Hold on. I see where... When he drives down this road, I know exactly... I already know where his GPS is going with this one. Yeah, the kids see how hard their mom is
that
working.
Daddy gets off at noon.
That's right.
And that's no way to live.
But then how about this? Julia actually called me for her social security number last night. Julia is applying for her first job.
Wow. Oh, really? Very cool.
Don't go to Jones or New York.
No, don't go to Jones. Her job, mannequin salesman. That's what she's doing.
How many more does she have to close? How many more stores does she have to close?
I think Gettysburg might be it, as far as the ones in the general area.
So is she out of work now? Or
well, yeah, that'll be it. But it'll be until October 1st or 2nd, I think.
Okay. Well, she's, please pass along my best wishes to her. I hope she does well. And if she can acquire another mannequin,
yes,
I would kill to have a full-size mannequin in the studio. I know we're kind of cramped for space, but couldn't we jam one over near Rofo? Could we put one over in that corner?
I don't want that.
Please?
I don't like them.
Please.
Mike,
no.
When you're here, it's too much. Come on. I don't need a mannequin in here, right?
I think it'd be a lot of fun,
boys.
Do
you see when he goes around Rofo? It's like both of them together standing next to each other.
Okay, well, then I'm going to go the whole day with it. I want a mannequin with a drumline outfit and a feathered hat. That's what I want. Want that on there? Want it this one? I get there. Better be in there when I get there in October.
Stop all
me. And you know what? In the left hand of the mannequin will be your hockey tickets.
Hey, we got those. Pony said we got them.
What?
Yeah. But Rofo, we got them, right?
Thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up from Rofo. Yeah.
There we go. We got the tickets.
Congrats.
We're going.
Yeah,
me and Rofo.
Nice.
Yeah. Two men jammed into two seats in an auditorium.
Can we get a third ticket for the mannequin?
We will take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show right here.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Yes, Tony.
Do you know where Vaseline comes from?
From the drugstore.
I mean, where did it originally come from?
Well, I do know because I'm the one who's going to play the game and test you.
That's right. It's the origin of everyday things on the next episode of the Tony Perkins Show. Plus, Gary buys a heating pad. That's an exciting show.
Wait till you find out.
TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Love it, love it, love it. You'll love it, too. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the show brought to you by FanDuel.com. Week one of fantasy football. How'd your team do? You win money? Rofo did. I didn't. We had some fans of the show do it. We've got a Mike O'Mara Show league. Are there Thursday games, Rofo? I haven't looked. I don't even know. Are there Thursday games?
There is a game tonight, but our league, you have until 1 o'clock on Sunday to sign up.
All right, and we've added some spots so everybody can play this week. We were talking about it. We want to see if we can spotlight a Mike O'Mara Show fan every single week. Last year, Joe Watson of New York at FanDuel, he made a $50 deposit, turned it into $30,000 in just 2 weeks playing fantasy football on FanDuel. Join Joe and over 1 million other FanDuelers who've already won money. Anyone can play. All of us play, and entry fees start at just $1. You can compete against Mike, Rob, and Oscar by going to FanDuel.com/TMOS. That's FanDuel.com/TMOS. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use our code. Here's a special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. This offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code TMOS. Remember to enter TMOS at FANDUEL.com. FanDuel, where every day is a new season, and I'm feeling lucky this week, baby.
News.
Douche alert.
Oh.
Douche alert.
Oh, no.
Douche alert. Us Weekly, says Miley Cyrus and Dane Cook are hooking up.
Oh, no!
Douche alert. Douche alert. Douche alert.
Do not let them breed.
No. They've been friends for a while, of course.
Naturally.
But apparently they've taken it to a whole nother level. Earlier this year. yeah, there is. Nothing wrong with that, Oscar. Miley... you might remember caught her then boyfriend Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Oh, that's right.
Getting handsy with another woman on spring break in Cabo. She reposted a message from Dane that said, "Listen to this. Now, Oscar, right now, I know you have supported Dane Cook on this show, but I think this might be your stepping off point, but I don't speak for you."
Yeah,
okay?
Step off, Oscar.
She reposted the message from Dane, and here's what Dane Cook's message to Miley was. Don't you ever let someone treat you like a yellow starburst. You are a pink starburst.
Ugh. That is so disgusting.
He's a stain of stains. He truly
is. That's hacky.
It is. Dane denied the rumor.
Who did he steal the line from?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on.
That's just a joke.
Denied the rumor by saying, quote, "I'm always the last to know these things. Just let Miley know that I'll pick her up for dinner at 8. That's smarmy and not dealing with it head on and not telling us anything.
I thought
so we
she
don't
was dating the Victoria's Secret model, no?
Stella Maxwell. Oh, that's who she is rumored to be dating. Miley also recently said, quote, "I don't relate to being a boy or a girl, and I don't have to have my partner relate to a boy or girl. So I'm kind of into everything.
Got
I'm getting skinnier." And
what she probably should do is tweet out a picture of herself with her tongue out. That'll help.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, I don't care if it's Stan Cook or another woman or a Victoria's Secret model. I don't care. And my dad's really right. Thank you.
In the upcoming comedy, The Intern, this is a funny story. Robert De Niro plays a retired widower who decides to re-enter the business world.
I thought this movie was about Rob Ford.
The Intern. So he takes an internship at a fashion website owned by Anne Hathaway. I love me the Anne Hathaway. Yes. I like her in movies. The generation gap doesn't just exist in the movie, though. In a People magazine interview, Anne outed De Niro for still having a flip phone. His response? They're easy to use. He added, "I have a computer, but I don't do Facebook, don't do Twitter, don't do..." What's that other one?
Does De Niro say no to anything?
No, I think, you know...
Not anymore, right?
Was it Patton maybe that had a post about it where you really look at the body of work with De Niro? He's made a ton of movies.
Yes.
But when you talk about his really iconic stuff, it's pretty much way back when. Yeah. And he's
been
made
a while
a lot.
Since he's made anything notable.
The crap to great ratio of the filmography for Robert De Niro is significant.
And you can't consider, trending the wrong way.
You consider it's Rocky and cool. Bullwinkle like iconic? Is that one of the, is that one of the icons?
It's above Raging Bull. I know that.
I know you're a fan. I know we've all got our favorites, baby. That's the way that works. Keith Richards said the Rolling Stones have, quote, definite plans to record sometime next year after they tour South America this winter. It's been 10 years since their last studio album, A Bigger Bang. It seems, once again, this seems to be the theme. As time goes on, the studio albums become less and less of a thing.
Not as much money in it.
Yeah, but I root for them. I'd love them to make great music, but it's just, I don't know. Keith said, quote, "We had a little chat. We were just saying we got to get into the studio, right?"
Mike, I think the beauty of a studio album, and I still come from a place in radio where you would hear an entire album.
Right,
it wasn't the world of the single. And some of these songs would never have been produced if they didn't have the time together as a band recording an album.
True enough.
If you don't have the entire... Now, most artists go in with their songs that they've bought or they've wrote together, but... If you're really
Joe Walsh does a really, really cool riff on that where he's talking about the fact that it's all laid down. Nobody sees anybody. They go down. They play to a track. They play to a drum machine. That's just the way it goes. And the fact that they are still touring, hopefully that is generating some of this creativity. Yeah. Don't you like to picture the Stones sitting in like
a room.
In a dressing room.
Hell
just kind of come on over here, Mick. I've got a little bit of a riff.
Or on an island or in a studio where they all are on a retreat together and they have to figure something out.
Doesn't happen that much.
I heard a long-form interview with Herb Alpert, who still plays trumpet occasionally. And he said his last project, he was mailed a thumb drive with the session. And he put it into his computer, played his trumpet part, and sent it back. And he said it
That's
wasn't
tragic.
Like even making a record.
It
he
is.
He said it was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's really... And I'd like to see it swing back the other way.
I saw the Stones the last time they were in town.
Okay.
They were... incredible. But I will tell you, the last thing I want to do is hear 6 songs off their new album. I don't.
Well, you have to pee during the concert.
I got you. Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to hear the new song. Give me the hits.
Yeah, please.
Give me the hits.
Absolutely. Keith's new album is called Cross-Eyed Heart. It comes out tomorrow. It's his first solo album since Main Offender that came out in 1992. I'm a fan. I like
He was
Keith
the
Richards.
Genius, right?
We'll
he was
see.
The
yeah.
genius. Out of all, like,
well, actually, I think it's a weird mix up of the two of them. They are very, very
well. The performance
opposite.
Is Mick, but no, the sound of the Stones, those guitar licks, and those sounds that you get with like Satisfaction.
Right.
That was Keith tweaking and playing with amps and getting that sound just right. So many great artists. It was all about this, not the sound, not the music itself, but the sound of the instruments delivering those notes.
The Kinks were the same way.
Cool.
It was the same thing. But they are a great. pair, those two, as far as business goes, too. Yeah.
An Alabama man who raised $10 on a GoFundMe website to buy a 20-piece chicken McNugget meal said he wanted to make a point about crowdfunding. Michael Panic, a Jacksonville State U student, he said his GoFundMe page seeking $10 for a 20-piece chicken McNugget meal at McDonald's was inspired by what he saw as frivolous crowdfunding campaigns on the website. Good for him.
There was one local mic, and I don't know if you saw it. Kenny Loggins played in Oakton, Virginia. We're basically Fairfax, Virginia, this past week. Someone's living room.
Where the hell do you play? Really?
They raised $30,000 on a GoFundMe, and they had Kenny Loggins fly in with his band, and they played the living room.
In Oakton, a town that only exists to connect Vienna and Fairfax.
Yeah, and it's Oakton, I really don't think. In Oakton, it seems to me, the zip code of Oakton, you probably didn't need to go to GoFundMe. You could probably just ask mommy for a check.
Probably.
That's probably the way that went down.
Highway to the danger zone.
He was all right.
Let me see.
I'm all right. I get it. There you go.
Panic told Rise News, it's pretty rude, honestly, just begging for money for things you want or need that ultimately aren't super expensive and aren't true necessities. So he was kind of dissing the whole crowdfunding thing. So that's what he did.
Did he get the meal?
He got the meal. Absolutely. Got it real quickly.
And a choice of sauces.
A woman, here we go, China News. China News again. A woman in southwestern China. Named Yuan Li, separated from her husband last year after she caught him cheating. Then without talking to her about it, he filed for divorce in February and demanded she sign the forms immediately, which she did. They were about $40,000 in debt, and he offered to take on all of it. But what she didn't know was that he just hit the lottery for
$725,000. Oh, my God.
He waited until the day after their divorce went through to cash the ticket. She only found out about it when a friend called to congratulate her. Her husband claims the fact that he waited until after the divorce was just a coincidence.
Smart play.
She ended up suing him, and a judge just ordered him to give her $180,000 from his winnings. You never get away with it, guys.
No.
You never get away with that.
Chinese lottery.
And now a little something. Police say they've arrested a man days after a complaint that someone was spotted crawling under library tables and smelling a woman's feet at Florida International University.
Oh, dear.
Florida. Miami-Dade police say 52-year-old Eddie Juan was arrested Tuesday and charged with violation of sexual offender registration. Oh, he had a track record, did he?
Shocking.
Also arrested for fleeing and eluding, reckless driving, aggravated assault, and resisting without violence. Authorities say a man matching that description was spotted Tuesday on a scooter several miles from the campus. Officers attempted a traffic stop, but say the man fled, eventually crashed, and was arrested. It's cliche joke time. We're getting towards the end of the week. The police nailed the guy. Police were really on their toes. I'd hate to be in his shoes.
Okay.
He would have gotten away if he was on foot. Thank you. This whole thing stinks. He's in quite a jam.
That's gross.
He really stepped in it.
Okay, better like that.
He tried to run, but police gave him a dog command. They told him to heel. I'm sorry, I'm stretching now. More on this story from Maureen Bunyan.
That's a winner.
And Arch Campbell.
All right. Even better.
Boom,
we're going to take a break. They were terrible. Sometimes you go for quantity over quality. I apologize. We'll have the Audio Ball and Rob Spiewak coming up on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Here on the Rob and Joe Show, we try to live up to all the famous duos of entertainment history.
Like Hall & Oates.
Sonny and Cher.
Sanford and Son.
Ben and Jerry.
Don and Mike.
And of course, our favorite, Serta and Mermelstein. Just rolls off the tongue. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week. RobandJoeShow.com, iTunes, and on the TMOS app.
I love that promo. That's one of the longest running promos we have. We don't blow that one up. I never got tired of hearing it.
Mike, and I apologize just before we get to the audio vault. Quickly, did we ever talk to Rob about not being at his actual performance?
Oh, my God.
Because he's going to leave here and he's going to get off the hook. I just want to make sure we address this.
It's true.
Rob? Let me do the spill zone, and then we will address that right before the audio vault. Pick a voice, any voice, Rob Spiewak. What would you like to do for the spill zone commercial?
I would like to hear today. I'd like to hear the president himself do it.
All right.
Ah, nice.
Finally.
New from TM Soft, it's Spill Zone. Spill Zone is a brand new puzzle game where the goal is to make the entire puzzle one single color by spilling one color into another. It's unique, challenging, and utterly addictive. Like all great puzzle games, the concept is simple, but it requires strategy to complete the puzzle in the fewest moves possible. No making water sounds. So get ready to experiment, fail, and repeat with this fun new app. You can play through all the challenging levels in the single-player mode. And to keep track of your friend's progress by connecting with Google Play, Facebook, and Game Center. Or try the multiplayer mode, where you take turns with your friends to determine the true Spill Zone champion. Visit spill.zone and download this challenging puzzle game to your Android or iOS device. And best of all, it's free. That's spill.zone. I know it's very popular in Tunisia with a boy called Little Jabril.
Spill Zone.
One small pour for man, one giant leap for mankind. Download it today. That's it. I'm out of here. Thank
President
you.
Of the United States. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Without further ado, let's get to Rob really quickly. And yes, sir. Oscar Santana, you've thrown a grenade here.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It needs to be discussed.
Why weren't you at the show that you booked Rob Spiewak for when you did your murder mystery?
The original date that we'd agreed with the Draft House was August 29th, and everyone could do that. And then they said, after we'd agreed on that, can we do the Friday before the 28th, which Justin couldn't do. He had a radio thing. And so, therefore, the next date was either going to be September 4th, the date we actually did it, or October 2nd, the date we're doing our next one.
Is that Justin Schlegel?
Justin Schlegel. Huge fan of you guys.
Would you please tell the new program director up at 98 Rock that that morning show should be called Schlegel and Spiegel?
Schlegel, just yeah, it sounds
Schlegel
good.
And Spiegel. It'll be perfect. I know there's another guy there, but you know,
he'll
screw
be fine.
Him.
Yeah.
Schlegel and Spiegel. That's what I think they ought to call it.
Jingle like singers that. Are going to hate you. Right.
Schlegel and Spiegel.
So, when you found out that you couldn't be at your own show,
well, I already had a pre-existing date headlining this club in Baltimore, Magoobies, yes. and I couldn't.
And Joe was talking about that's as high as you're going to rise on the comedy ladder. So
no, it is, and I get the bad week. I get the Labor Day weekend kind of weekend. That's when I'll headline.
Isn't that a punt weekend though? Wouldn't it make more sense for you to be at your own enterprise than just a Labor Day weekend?
Happy Labor Day weekend! Welcome to Magoobies, everybody. How's everybody doing today? Everybody doing all right? All right, no, that's it. You killed it. I heard you killed it at Magoo's.
Yes, no, they were great shows. But I realize we got Rob Spiewak at the Draft House.
Hold on,
he's going to fill it.
Let's not let him off this.
Not
easy.
That fast.
Here's
the deal. Yeah, Rob, we have a relationship with Magoobies. We do the murder mystery there. Rob could have clearly said, "Hey, I'm not going to do that." They had time to fill it.
Sure.
Rob should have been at it. I agree with
that's
you guys.
That's your
100%.
Business partner,
he should have
right
been
there.
Yeah. I should have turned down five shows to do one show. Is what
that's
you're saying?
That's right. That's what
that
you
makes
need
no
to do.
Sense.
Five
that's
shows.
It's yeah. Also, when Rob doesn't show up.
It's a three-night thing. I can't just miss one show or two nights.
Did you ask them?
No, I know
no,
what he would say. He'd
he
say you're
ask.
Not on the week.
So, Rob, we have to also have to pay somebody else when he's not there. Do you think Rob
he's
doesn't
get paid?
He's still
mentioned about this.
Rob still gets paid.
Of course I should get paid. I booked
paid.
It. I wrote it. I did half.
Well, here's the most important
Whoa.
Thing, Joe.
And
Joe,
we this lose the money because we have to pay another person to play this role.
Yeah,
you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you're basically taking on costs so
right.
Rob
so
can
Rob
do
can make more money. Right,
yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I'm
you know,
I have no
I'm
problem
hearing
with
this, Rob, when I'm hearing this, I'm channeling my inner John Cleese because I'm hearing everybody tell this story, and I just want to go, you bastard!
Wait, just to clarify, and please, as you know, I'm in business school. I'm pursuing my MBA. So you guys,
we don't hear that every hour.
You guys
Jesus
started
Christ.
A project, right?
Correct.
And then
and a business,
you,
too.
A business together.
Sure.
And you're in business together, but Rob's really what he's shown you is that Rob's business, the business of Rob as a comedian, is more important than your joint venture.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He did. Show
and when
me
he
that.
Had to
yes.
choose, he chose himself. over the team project.
So to represent it statistically,
yes.
Rob Mayer greater than
thank you.
Rob and Joe.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So you know what's delightful? When I see my my two boys picking other people's scabs. That always makes me very happy.
And by the way, the way you explained that, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Yeah. And have you guys addressed this? You know, because clearly it's easy to do it here on the show.
Right.
And I appreciate you guys.
You mean in real life?
Yeah, in real life.
Well, I don't peel back the curtain, but I really don't care that much.
Oh, okay.
You have mentioned to me several times that we're paying an extra cast member.
Yes.
So I feel like you want me to give you like $100 or something.
No, I don't want $100. Although I did take the t-shirt money.
Okay,
that was
enough. Which worked. I was okay
did
with.
By the way, and I don't want to pick another scab here.
Is that $20?
Did the sales of the t-shirts pick up after I left?
That was a total of two t-shirts were sold, exactly two. So we only
I was
going
to ask the question, which made more money, your t-shirt sales or that CrowdFundMe for the guy with the chicken McNuggets?
Yeah.
We made slightly more money. But can I ask,
we can buy a six piece of
McNuggets. I really don't. I honestly, that doesn't bother me what Rob did. But
I believe
can
that.
I say that we're going to be doing our new show on October 2nd.
Will both of you be there?
Yes.
We'll both be there.
I have a very important
they
role.
Kill each other.
We both have very important roles. It's October 2nd. And I would like to extend an invite to you, Oscar,
yes.
and your significant other. To be
Shannon.
In the
Shannon?
Show.
Yes, in the show.
In the show.
Let me check my calendar. I cannot.
Oh, awesome. You know, that's the night
so
that Oscar's playing McGoobies.
Here's the most important.
No, I will check. I promise you, I will check.
Here's the most important question. Joe, you were there. Rob was there. How do you rate on a scale of 1 to 10 Rob Spiewak's performance?
Thank you.
Rob killed it. He did it very, very well.
We want a number.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, right after that was over, he said, hey, I'd love to do it again because it's fun, right?
Oh,
it's
I had
fun
a blast.
To do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then we offered to allow him to do the next one, and he said no.
He said they'll be in Gettysburg closing a store, ruining a family's life.
Yeah. I offered to send a mannequin.
Why did you?
No,
you're a performer. You love the theater. Why did you say no?
I have a family get together that night that I've forgotten about.
He doesn't like going into the city, Mike.
Well, this is Arlington.
Yeah.
This was okay.
Yeah.
But I hope I can get in on this one before the run ends. It's a great. Do you want to give us a thumbnail of the what
yeah,
it
what's
is?
The story?
Yeah, this one where it's kind of a new. You're at the audience.
Okay,
is,
that's it. We gotta get out of here. That's it. Sorry, I literally ran out of time.
It's about a guest murdering someone on a podcast.
It is.
Thank you very much.
You're seeing that in the next 60
right.
seconds.
That's it. Another Michael Barrett show is coming. Gone. I'm seriously just looking at the clock, boys.
I know.
Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills. Hey, Rob and Joe, good luck with your murder mystery on October 2nd.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where is it? Where
Arlington,
is it?
Arlington Draft House.
Arlington
can't
Draft
it,
House. Without Rob Spiewak, it'll still be okay. TMOS Box 2796. Leesburg, Virginia, you know, all the other good stuff for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and Robin Joe from the Robin Joe Show.
See
Michael
Mayer
saying, see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.